welcome to another episode of the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Steph.
And I'm Laura. Happy Wine Wednesday. How is it going, Steph?
It is going, except I'm trying to figure out, like, I guess I'm a shower at night girl on nights that I work out now, which is I am not a shower at night girly.
I am all about the shower at night most of the time. Like, that's always my top choice. It's like, just feels so good getting in bed after a shower after a long day.
I will admit that it does feel like you sleep extra good. It's like when you're a kid and you take a bath before bed. Like, that's the whole point. Like, kids go to bed, you know, and they're tired after a bath or whatever. But there's just something, like, in the morning, I just don't feel like fresh, like, if I don't shower in the morning. But given the circumstances of being a workout girl now, like, I don't have a choice. I have to shower at night. And I'm not doing it twice. I'm not
Look
also
at
doing
you.
It.
You're a new Steph.
Works out six times. Calls herself a workout girl.
Works out, does Pilates, take showers at night. Like, do I even know you anymore?
Who am I?
Are you going to dye your hair brown when we go get our hair done this weekend?
What if I do?
I mean, I'm in. I'm here for it.
Oh my gosh. But yes, the big shower debacle is the new question mark in my life of how am I going to figure that out? I literally have baby wipes. Like, I bought Amazon baby wipes and I'm like, okay, well, at least in the morning I can just take a whore bath and just like.
I think you're being very dramatic. Like, I don't know. I think if I shower at night, like, I don't feel like gross in the morning.
I don't know. I need somebody to smell me or something to like tell me like, oh, you smell
fresh.
What
are you doing that you're like so stinky in the morning if you showered at night?
Literally nothing except for sleeping, and I sweat in my sleep. But like in my head, I'm just like I just don't want to stink. But that, sure, I guess that's what deodorant and like a little perfume is for too.
There you go. Before we get into our episode today, I know last week we teased a little save the date action for a meetup. We would love to now officially formally invite you to our next meetup for Saturday, June 8th. We're going to be back at Colony Wine Merchant, which is a fabulous wine bar in downtown Anaheim. We had meetup there, gosh, probably a year and a half ago, I think.
Yep.
It was such a great time. We love them there. They're a fabulous, like, small business, and we just, like, love it there. So we're really excited to go back there for a meetup again. So I'll put a link in the description so you can RSVP. The link will also be in our bio on Instagram. But we're just really excited for our next meetup, and we hope you guys can join us.
Yes, definitely hope you guys can join us. I'm just going to tease this. They gave us the reins to their, like, sound system last time, and we bumped Taylor Swift the whole time. So this leads me into another topic of happy the Tortured Poets Department week to all who celebrate. This might be the album that we're playing at the meetup.
Oh my God, you're so right. But you know what also might be fun? This like totally gave me an idea, was maybe like if you're coming, like when you RSVP, we'll put a song like on the form that people usually fill out to RSVP. We can do a song request, and maybe we make a playlist with people's requests.
I love this idea.
We'll sprinkle Taylor in with it, obviously, but we'll also let people put some song requests, and we'll do like a little WOM playlist.
And then share it with everybody, and you get to go home with like a brand new playlist. I love this idea for us.
Such a cute idea. Okay, I need to, don't let me forget. Oh, hold on, I'm going to literally type this note right now because I don't want to forget.
Well, while you are typing that out, this episode is during the week of the Tortured Poets Department release. It comes out the 19th, which is Friday, but technically for us West Coasters, it's 9 p.m. on the 18th. So I need to know, Laura, are you staying up? This is funny because staying up is something that I'd be asking myself. You're always up at 9 p.m. Are you going to be listening to the whole album at 9 p.m. when it comes out? Or are you going to like just kind of little doses of it and then wait until the next day?
I mean, it'll depend on the day. I don't know. I haven't looked at my calendar to see what I'm up to, but typically on a Thursday night at 9 p.m., I am home. All for sure. Usually I kind of like, I'm not good at just like putting it all on and like listening to it whole. Like I'll usually like click and listen to like a little bit of each song and then I'll go and listen to the whole thing. I've stayed up and listened for her last, I guess, three albums because I did Midnights, I did Folklore, I did Evermore. So, I mean, the first two of those were in the pandemic. What else did I have to do besides just lay there on the couch? I literally remember, like, for those, I would, like, be in the dark on the couch. Like, I, like, had the lights dimmed. I had, like, a candle on. And I just, like, laid there with my eyes closed on the couch, like, listening to both albums.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Folklore dropped. I was actually staying at my sister's condo in Seattle by myself. So, I don't know where everybody else was. But I was there and that was like right in the middle. Like I was like 3 months into like leaving my ex. And I remember hearing Exile by Taylor Swift and how do you say his name? Is it Bon Iver or Bon Iver? I feel like I always say his name wrong.
I've always said Bon Iver. Now I don't know what, now that I've heard you say too, I'm like, no, I don't even
know. I feel
know
like Iver sounds ever, like.
I don't think I actually ever say it out loud. I think I was just like, read it. So I don't think I've ever
like,
actually.
It's the Taylor Swift song. I just remember that song like sticking with me. But yeah, I think it's the last three that maybe even Lover. So maybe the last four that I've stayed up for. But Jordan ruined himself because he tried to be like, this was earlier on in our relationship. Because when did Midnights come out? Like 2022, 2023? It was out before her tour started and her tour started.
Oh, wait, that's right. I was thinking of Lover in my head. I was like, no, it was before 2020. No, Midnights was, oh, I don't even remember. I feel like that album was out forever ago, but her,
I feel
tour
like it
was
had,
already.
It had to be like October or November of 22. And
October kind of sounds familiar.
And Jordan and I were, so we were like maybe a year into our relationship and not living together yet. And I'd spend every weekend over here. And so I came over and he like tried to be a cute boyfriend. He actually bought me the album on Apple Music because I guess it came out like 15 minutes earlier or something like that. And so we sat on his patio and we listened to the entire Midnight's album and like had a bottle of wine on the patio. And now like he understands like we can't not do that. So that is what we're doing on Thursday is at 9 p.m. is cracking a bottle of wine and listening to.
Well, now you can open one of those expensive bottles of wine that you bought on your trip. And it's a perfect excuse. I'm a Spotify girly, so I'll definitely not be purchasing the album. I will just wait till it's on my Spotify.
Same, but he, you know, thought that counts. But have you been paying attention to any of like the teasers, theories, like anything like that with the album?
No, I will tell you right now that I feel like specifically the last week or two, but like really the last month, I feel like I have been very disconnected from social media. Like I go on to post things. I try to connect with people here and there. But I have been a very, very bad follower where I have not been, I've been so behind on like
you've been
news
busy.
And stuff like that of like even friends of, that I follow. I'm like, oh my God, how did I miss you announcing XYZ? And then I feel so bad. But yeah, so you guys have like sent stuff in the group text and I have like no idea what you guys are talking about.
So I've been a little out of the loop, mostly because I haven't been on TikTok until the last couple weeks. So now that I'm back in TikTok, I'm trying to like re-engage in Taylor Swift TikTok. And so I'm starting to see like some of the AI songs and I love the AI song that's out, the Fortnite with Post Malone. I'm like, why can this not be the actual song? Like, how is this AI? It's so good.
So I saw you guys talking about that in the group chat the other day and I forgot to go back and actually listen to it. So are these just, these are just like AI songs that people are creating?
So, I mean, unless there's been a leak, but everybody's saying it's AI. Yeah. And that AI song, the Fortnite one, is so freaking good. Like, I wish it was the real song. Like, I hope the real song is as good as that one because I love it so much. But it's just wild to me that, like, you're even able to do that. You're even able to take two people's voices and, like, make a song that sounds exactly like them. Like even like the music sounds exactly like them. Like that's wild to me.
Was the name of that song one of the, cause she like already released the name of the song. So was that like song that's supposed to be on the album?
Yes. And I did not know that Fortnite was like a unit of time. And so I was confused why like the reference to the video game or whatever. And Jordan had to tell
me. Fortnite is a unit of time.
Yeah, it's like something about 14 days or something. Let me tell you right now.
I didn't know that.
Did you also think she was talking about the video game? Yeah, same. So I was like, well, that's weird. Did they like pay her a bunch of money to like name a song? Like, I was confused. And Jordan was like, I'm pretty sure they're not talking about the video game. I'm pretty sure they're talking about the unit of time. And I'm like, what? Like, there's a unit of time. So basically,
I literally never heard of that word until.
Same.
Okay.
And so Fortnite is basically a period of 14 days or 2 weeks. So they stayed with us a fortnight, in 2 weeks.
I'll see you in Fortnite.
Yeah, when you leave for France, make sure you tell me you'll see me in a fortnight.
Okay. Yeah. How long are you going to be in France for? A fortnight.
That has to be our new word.
I'm going to make Fortnite a thing.
So I'm also a new, I say new, like within the past, I don't even know how many months it's been now, maybe like 3 or 4 months, like a Reddit girl now. Like, I used to just like Google questions and then like click on the Reddit answers, because I like when real people answer and not like professional people that went to school for it, but just like random people. That's how I like to get my information. So I was like, fine, I'll download the Reddit app. So I have it now. And I like follow certain like Reddit like groups or whatever. And obviously Taylor Swift is one of them. So I see some of like the teasers and the theories come up. And I know one of the theories that they've been talking about for a while now, like since she dropped it that she was going to be releasing a new album, was that this album was going to take us through the 5 stages of heartbreak. Like, that was like one of the theories that's been out there. And she confirmed that this past weekend by releasing 5 playlists on Apple Playlists that are each of the 5 stages of heartbreak. And some of the songs that are in each stage.
How did I not see any of this?
Claire, where have you been?
This is all news to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God, I feel like I am like, who's like a famous newscaster? Like, who do I feel like right now?
Connie Chung.
I feel like Connie Chung right now. It's been
like, I like how Connie Chung is the top person that came to my mind.
What channel is she on?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure she's a local news anchor too. She's not even like a national like
person. Everyone's gonna be like, who's Connie Chung? But I don't have Apple Music, so I read about this. It was all over Instagram and all the celebrity pages and whatever, but I don't have Apple Music, so I didn't actually like listen to these. Granted, you could go create your own of these on Spotify, which somebody's probably already done. But I guarantee
it's already on there.
Yeah. So she basically takes her songs like over the years and puts them in like each category. And so some of them, I'm trying to pull it up right now, but my internet is being a pain in the ass. Some of them are crazy. Like, basically, Lover is on the Denial playlist. Like, what?
Interesting. Like, the song Lover?
Yes. Like, the song Lover is on the Denial playlist. Like, people legit use that as their wedding song. How is it on the Denial playlist?
I'm like totally Googling 5 stages of grief, Taylor's version. There is definitely, oh yeah. It's like bargaining is tracks 1 through 6, denial tracks 7 through 11, anger. Yeah. So there's people who've already, okay, following this, going to listen later. So the 5 stages is bargaining, denial, anger, depression, and acceptance.
Imagine going through a breakup right now and having this given to you. Just like, here. Get through it. Like,
yeah,
this, because literally her songs do get people through things. So imagine having it broken down for you of like, all right, I'm in this stage now. Like, this is my playlist. This is my track list. Like, God, what can she not do for us?
So much.
So anyways, happy the Tortured Poets Department Week to all who celebrate.
Yeah. Okay. I have a new dating app that I heard of this last week.
Oh.
And apparently it's an app that just came out back in January. It's called Skip. Okay. So the concept, I'm going to like go through like how the whole app works, and then I want to like talk about it, and I'm curious if you would have tried it or what. So the concept is that, like, this is like the dating app where you don't talk, you just date. So you set, so basically when you're building your profile, you have like your typical profile with pictures and things about you, but then you set up your custom deal breakers and you come up with all of those questions. So when somebody views your profile, you will only match if you both answer each other's deal breaker questions correctly.
Oh,
so,
I like it.
So like review profiles like you usually would. And if you like it, you check the compatibility by answering their questions. Like, and your deal breaker questions could just be like, do you drink? Do you smoke? Is your credit score over 650? Like you literally just pick what you want your deal breaker.
Do you want kids?
Exactly. So they will only match with you if they answer. So, and then you select your yes, no's, what you want the answers to be. And if they get one of them wrong, they will not match with you.
Okay, I have a question before you go on. So are you answering these questions just for this specific person? Or is it like one of those apps where you answer a bunch of these questions ahead of time so you can't ever change them or whatever?
This is something that, like, it's like when you're setting up your profile, you are also setting up what you want your deal breaker questions to be. Because everyone's deal breakers are different. So if I pick my 5 deal breaker questions, like every person who goes to my profile will see those same 5 questions that I am asking.
I like it.
So you, if you both answer each other's questions correctly, then it goes straight to asking you to propose a date. So in the app, you select a location, date and time options to give, everything. And then, so I think you also, based on like the video I was watching, you like kind of keep your availabilities like in the app so that it's only giving that person like dates and times that you would be willing to go on a date. And then you send like a brief note with it and then it sends. So then I had, let's say I answered some guy's questions and I answered them all right. He answered my questions all right. So then he proposed, he's like, okay, I'm going to propose Starbucks on Thursday at 6. So it sends me Starbucks Thursday at 6. And I'll be like, I can either accept it, decline it, or propose a new date and time. There is zero communication, no exchanging phone numbers. Like, no, you have no way of like talking back and forth with the person before you going on a date. So it's really like going on a first date. Like if you just met someone in the wild, like let's say like at the gym, some guy asks for like your number or whatever. And then like, you don't chat, like basically how dating used to be, or if like a blind date, like before online dating existed.
Crazy. Like just like with like a virtual assistant, basically.
Exactly.
I like
so,
it.
And then in the app, it shows you like, kind of think of it like Uber Eats. Like you'll see if like that the date was sent and then it shows you if they accept or deny it. And then it shows when they're like en route to the date. So like you don't, and then you don't know anything until you actually meet for the first time. So you're not doing all of that small chat. You're saving all of that for like your actual first date.
But you do see photos of each other. Like that's what makes you.
It's just like a profile is all like a normal profile where there's photos and you can say stuff about yourself. And then the difference is after that, there's no chit chat until you actually go on a date.
Wow.
Would you have ever done this?
I don't know. Like, I kind of think this is cool, but this kind of scares me. I mean, I had to have you talk for me, so.
I really love this idea. I think I would have tried it at least once just to see. I feel like you wouldn't have done it. And
that
I would have been
me.
Like,
just do it.
Because I feel like I would get there and be like, oh, they like something I don't like or whatever, because we haven't had a time to chat about it. And it was my 6th red flag.
You're not definitely missing that first opportunity to just like see if a person can hold a conversation. But then I also think of all of these guys that I would like talk to and we would have great conversations via like text or messenger. And then we meet in person and it was so dull. So it's like,
I feel like I mean, you can betray yourself though. I feel like I had more of like the, oh, this guy is like, thank God we talked before we had to meet at the laundromat. Like,
yeah, but Jeff was like the worst communicator when it came to text. Like, I really liked him based on like,
so
once we actually went out.
Jeff probably would have loved this.
Yeah, like doesn't have to talk to anyone. Doesn't have to text. Like, just gets
just show
like
up.
Paired up on date. I do like that it has enough. And then you still have the opportunity, like when you do get a date sent to you, you can go look at their profile one more time, like confirm like everything and be like, yeah, I think I would like to try to meet up with this person. I don't know. I think it's a really cool new concept. I would have definitely tried it. But yeah, so if anybody is like, it's a newer app, so I'm sure there's not a ton of people out there. I saw there's a influencer I follow. She did like a real ad for them. That's how I found out about it.
Nice.
So if somebody tries it, guys, single, please let us know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear.
But other than that, let's take a quick ad break and let's get into our weekly updates.
All right, Laura, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. It went by so fast. Like, I feel like my life has been nonstop lately between just doing, like, the house stuff. And now that I'm doing Instacart, really, like, I'm trying to, like, do house stuff and Instacart. And that's, like, taking up a ton of my time. And I'm kind of addicted to it. I'm trying not to, like, let it take over my life. But I'm definitely trying to like do so many hours a week so that I can make up more than what I was getting for unemployment, basically. But so Friday we had in the morning, we had a couple of meetings for the house, just more decisions that had to be made. It was really a lot of figuring out like what type of cabinets we want, like in the kitchen and the bathroom, not like the look of it, but more the functionality. Like, okay, for your kitchen island, are we doing drawers, cabinets, like what, like, do you want like trash cans in your cab? Like, you know, just the logistics of what kind of stuff you want included. So it was a lot of that kind of stuff. And then once we wrapped those up, Jeff and I, we grabbed lunch, came home. I did some Instacart for a bit in the afternoon. And then I just made sure I was home by like 5:30 because it was the Angels home opener. And so we really wanted to watch that. The plan was just to order pizza and stay home. We had kept going back and forth on if we were going to go to the game. And then opening day is always just so expensive. And so it was like, I was like, we really don't need to spend the money for it. And it was going to be so freaking cold.
That's what I was going to say. So, everybody I know that went said the same thing on social media. Like, it was freezing.
Yes. It was like the coldest home opener there's ever been. I just remember when me and you went to the home opener a couple years ago.
Tank tops. We were like in.
Exactly. But yeah, it was so cold. So I was so glad we didn't go because it was also windy. I was just like, oh, glad we stayed home, ordered pizza, had a lazy night just getting to watch the game, and they lost. So I was really glad I was at home. But
Angels doing so Angel things.
On Friday. Yeah. Well, and it also had rained all day. That was the thing. It was supposed to rain on Friday. And so it ended up clearing up and it didn't rain for the game. But that was like another reason we hadn't bought tickets was like, I don't want it to either rain out or we go and then it starts raining. It just wasn't going to be worth it. So then Saturday it had, because it had rained all day Friday, it was supposed to be just kind of a cold and like lousy weekend. And we were supposed to go to the beach on Saturday to go to Sea Legs for the band that played at our wedding, Yachty by Nature. They were going to be playing there for the first time for this season, and we kind of had gone back and forth and we're like, okay, well, we're just gonna go. We weren't gonna get a cabana. We didn't like pay to rent a spot like we usually do. We were just gonna hang out at the beach anyway. So we were like, we can just bail, like if it's too cold or whatever, we'll just leave. It's like not a big deal. Well, so we all were so glad we still went, because I was kind of trying to talk everybody out of it earlier in the week and everyone was like, no, we're still gonna go. It's like, okay, then Jeff and I will be there. And so it honestly was such a gorgeous day. And it was really nice until probably around like 5 o'clock or so, when the sun was kind of like further out and the temperature started dropping and the breeze started picking up. But like until then, it honestly was like a really nice day. So I was very bummed you didn't come because it really was a good beach day. It was way warmer than it was last year because last year it was freezing.
Didn't want to go. We were remembering how freezing we were last year and we were like, we're going to skip it.
Yeah, no, honestly, the weather was so nice. It was really fun. We kind of loved doing it like on the beach outside. Like we still got our wristbands. So we were going like in and out to like watch the band play, and you can still hear the band from the beach. But like if we wanted to like go dance or whatever. But so we just, in the morning, I went to the store, got some snacks and stuff to make sandwiches. We packed an ice chest and we had some of our friends and family who came and met us there. And one of my cousin's nieces lives down right by there. So she went and like laid out blankets like early in the morning and got us a spot. And so it was just like perfect. So Jeff and I got down there early so that we could like lay our stuff out. We wanted to go on like a walk at the beach, like on the boardwalk and stuff, and just enjoy the weather. Yeah, so it was really fun. We left by around 6-ish and it was just a really fun day. And it was just fun. That was the first time we went and saw Yachty since our wedding. So it was fun. They played from like 2 to 5:30. So pretty much right when they wrapped up, we kind of picked up our stuff and headed home. So
very fun.
It was a nice little kickoff to the beach season. And Sunday, woke up, laid in bed, could not get myself to get up. I was just like, so cozy. When it's so cold, it's been like in the 40s in the morning, and that's really cold for here. We don't like usually get out of the 50s in the winter or spring. So it's been just so like hard to get up in the morning. Like when my alarm goes off for the gym, I'm like, ugh, my bed just feels really nice right now. But finally got up, got my day going. I was like trying to figure out what I was going to do. Jeff was still sleeping. So I was like, I'm just going to go Instacart. Like Sundays are typically the busiest day. And so I was like, I might as well just get started now, make some money. I could like go sit on the couch and watch Bravo, or I can like go make some money. So I went and I literally had back-to-back orders for like the 5 hours that I did it. So that was really nice. Kept super busy. Oh my God, I got so mad. Can I tell you about an order I got today? I was like getting ready to wrap up and I got an order come through and I was like, I only ended up taking it because it was close. It was like Sprouts right by my house. And it was a big order. It's like an order with a good tip. I was like, I'll just get home like an extra half hour, 45 minutes later than I planned. So I ended up taking it. I did the whole, it was like a big ass order, like $250 worth of stuff at Sprouts.
Dang.
Like lots of meat and produce and stuff. So, which just takes more time than your average grocery store of just like grabbing things off the shelf. You're like having to find meats and like produce and stuff. So I like go and deliver the order. And immediately after leaving, she had dropped the tip down to like $3, I think she dropped it to. Where what? I was like, this lady literally put a huge tip so somebody would take the order like quickly. And then like, I mean, and I was like, there was no way she had like, I know I didn't do anything wrong. Like we had good communication like the whole time. So I was like, this lady literally just like shows that it's a big tip so somebody will take her order and then like changes it. And I was like, it made me so mad. I was like, I never would have taken that order.
Did you rate her bad?
So you don't really rate. So right after you deliver the order, it's like, how was this delivery? And then it'll give you like a thumbs up and a thumbs down. So like, but once you press that, because you have to rate it to get you to like the home screen. And so I like just thumbs up. I've only done thumbs up because I've only had good orders. So I haven't had to do thumbs down. So I don't know what happens if I click the thumbs down. But I click the thumbs up. And then I got a notification like a few minutes later saying like, so-and-so has updated your tip. And I like looked and I was like, this bitch dropped it down from like $12 to $3.
That's so
rude. I was so mad. Because I was like, that was like a huge order. Took me time. Like driving to your house took me time. Like I was just like a $250 order, whatever it was. And you're going to tip somebody $3. Like
that's like a slap in the face.
Yeah. I was just so mad. And then, yeah, that was my last order of the day. So I was like grumpy when I got home. I was like, this lady made me mad. But then, and then there's some guy, and then I have like other orders where I pick up one or two items and they tip me like $10. So it's just like, it all evens out, but it's like, I don't know.
Frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause some people, it's just like, don't utilize something like this if you're not going to like treat the people helping you out with any type of respect. So yeah, I ended up making only like $15 on this order that took me like 45 minutes.
Yeah, so that's ridiculous.
I was just really pissed. Anyways, I digress. So yeah, so while I did Instacart for the afternoon, Jeff had some projects he was working on in the backyard. He had like some stuff he had to fix with our pool filter and stuff. So I told him, I was like, when you're done doing all your stuff in the backyard that you want to do, text me. I'll wrap up whatever order I'm on and then I'll come home. Cause he like had wanted to just like do something at home, go like either wanted to like make pizzas or go out or something. So we ended up just deciding to go to our local, because I got home a little later than it's expected. So we were like, let's just go to local brewery spot. There was a food vendor there that we like. So we decided, let's just go get dinner there, something that we can still bring Penny with us. So we went there, and that was kind of how we spent the rest of our Sunday, and then got home and watched some more Mad Men. We're slowly getting through that series. I think we're like halfway done.
Nice.
But that's pretty much our weekend. Nothing too exciting. I'm like, feel like I'm going to talk about Instacart every week, because that's like all I do now. That's my new job.
Hey, save all the stories for us.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, one guy today told me, okay, so his order was literally just 6 bottles of laxatives.
Oh, poor guy. And
I know. Mind you, if I was ordering 6 bottles of laxatives, I'd be like, leave it on the porch. I'm not like, he came out and he greeted me and took the bag from me. He was like, thank you so much. But I was like,
is he older?
Probably like in his 60s, like older. Yes. But like, he wasn't like old.
He's backed up.
Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, you are welcome. Good luck.
Yeah, if I ever have to order 6 bottles of laxatives, they are not seeing my face 100,000,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so there's like some, and then there was like another guy, like my 2 best tips today were that guy, and then this other guy, like when I delivered his order, he was like, went to Target this morning and forgot to get clippers, which is the whole reason I went. So I had to order some on Instacart, and it was literally, he ordered clippers, like 2 pints of Haagen-Dazs and a grip of candy.
Somebody's having like, a good night.
Got to make your order worth it, I guess. But anyways, yeah, so that was my day-to-day. But how was your weekend?
Weekend was good, too. Also not super eventful. I feel like looking ahead on, like, the calendar for April, like, our April just in general isn't super eventful yet. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Nope. But just the weather that we've been having on weekends lately just kind of makes me not want to do a lot and like not want to have a lot of plans. It just makes me want to be like cozy at home.
Can we discuss this weekend real quick?
How annoyed are you?
Okay, you guys, Stephanie and me we're going to hang out this Saturday because we have a hair appointment on Saturday morning. Jeff is out of town this weekend. So I have been very stoked to see that the weather was starting on like Thursday was going to be in the mid 80s. This weekend getting close to 90. I was like, I am heating the pool. We are having a pool weekend. Like, I am so excited. It was literally supposed to be like 92 on Saturday.
Yeah.
What is it now? Raining like and 69 or something.
Yeah. How does it drop 30 degrees? Like,
totally ruined my girls' weekend. Penny's pissed. We're all pissed.
I'm so pissed. I was so looking forward to that.
I know. I was like, we're going to get our hair. Jeff's like, you guys weren't going to go in the pool after getting your hair done. I was like, we weren't going to go swimming like underwater, but we were still going to go in the pool.
We're still going to take a couple cute pics and have a cocktail. Sheesh.
Exactly.
So yeah, Friday we just ended up staying home. We watched some March Madness and some baseball on TV and ordered pizza. And then Saturday I had a Pilates class to start my day. The Saturday class that I go to is at 8:30, which I love. The Saturday class that I go to that I've been to once is at 8:30, which I actually love that time for a workout class because I feel like it allows you to still wake up like naturally with no alarm, but I'm done by 9:30. So it's like, it's just like the ideal time for a Saturday workout.
Yeah. That's what, so all of my workouts I do during the week are 8:30, except Tuesday is 9:30. And that hour makes such a difference. Like I like it getting to sleep in if I want to, but then I'm not done till 10:30. Like it just like starts to creep into my day. And there's also a class I really like on Sundays, but it's at 10 a.m. And I was like, I'm not going to do anything before. Now I'm
and they probably like whoever schedules those think like, oh, it's Sunday. We're going to like give people a little bit of extra rest or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, what about the people that are up and we're up anyways?
That's the thing. There's other classes before. So there's like an 8 a.m. and a 9 a.m. But like the class I want to take is until 10. So it's, or maybe 10:30. I don't know. But it's like, so I don't go very often because I only go if I've like missed a lot and I want to get in an extra workout that week or something, because it's like literally like, feels like it's right in the middle of my day.
And yours is a lot of cardio. So you're like super freaking sweaty afterwards.
Yeah.
No, so the Saturday one is 8:30, which is, I love. The Sunday one is 9:30. And like you said, that hour makes such a difference, because on Saturday I was done at the time that the Sunday class is starting. And it just feels like, I love making coffee at home on the weekends and just like sitting on the couch and having a cup of hot coffee. And I'm like, I feel like I'm not going to make a cup of coffee before I go to Pilates. So I just feel like I'm like killing like 2.5 hours of time in the morning and like not really doing anything, just like waiting until the class. So I need to ask them if they can make adjustments for me.
Can I ask you some Pilates questions?
Yes.
What are you finding that you're getting, like, your favorite instructors? Or do all the classes feel different? Like, how did, like, after one full week of it, like, how was it?
So I don't think I have a favorite instructor yet, but I've definitely, like, ranked them. Like, I've come home and told Jordan, like, okay, like, I forgot what day it was, but I was like, okay, this is my second to least favorite instructor. Like, there's nothing wrong with her. I honestly don't there's nothing wrong with any of them, to be honest. Like, they're all good, and I enjoyed all the classes, but I definitely have, like, rankings of them.
That's how
so
I feel
far.
With all my instructors, for sure.
Yeah, like, but there's nobody where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't go back to her class. Like, so that's good. And then they do, like, I feel like the first couple days I went, the classes kind of felt like, oh, this is very, like, consistent. Like, I'm going to know what to expect. And then, like, by the third class, it was like, no. So you have instructors, some that like to, like, get off the reformer and do more on the mat. There's some that like to spend, like, the majority of the time on the reformer. There's some that, like, I only have one instructor that's focused on planks. So I don't know if planks are more of, like the higher levels, or if just she's the instructor that focuses on planks, but that was tonight and they're freaking hard. So I don't know if there's just certain instructors that like focus on certain things more, or if I don't go to the same instructor every day. So I don't know if like maybe like this day's arm day, this day's whatever. So still trying to figure that out, but definitely like the instructor tonight, I was like, she's like, now pull the, I forgot what they even call it, like the box thing that you put on the reformer to like hold yourself up on planks. And I was like, fuck my life. Like, I love it. I love like when you're just on the reformer and just everything's like happy and good. And then they make you do something where you just want to like die. And you're like,
are there different classes for Pilates? Like, you're like, it's like, oh, I signed up for a mats class, or like, you know, like you can sign up for different types of Pilates classes?
So they don't do mat classes here. They're all reformer, but they have like, so the only ones I've ever done are flow, like Pilates or reformer flow or something, but they also have like a reformer cardio sculpt, which I haven't done yet, but I've watched TikTok videos and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to do that sometime, but it looks really hard. And then I need to do that on a day that I need to wash my hair, because I know I'll get super, super sweaty. Yeah. And then there's like in some of the higher levels, there's what do they call it? There's like the suspend or whatever, like, you know, the thing like in the air that you like hold yourself up on. Yeah. So like the higher levels you get, there's different ones. But I'm being such a newbie and still learning. Like when she says anything, like I'm looking around the room, like to see like what everybody like just to make sure like my feet are in the right place, I'm doing the right thing. Because they tell you, like, eventually I will know what all of these things mean. And I'm still better. I know more than I did, like, when I first started. But, like, sometimes they'll say something and I'm like, I have no idea what that means. And so I have to, like, look around the room and see what everybody else is doing and then just not, you know. But I do really like it. So that's a good thing.
Well, I know. I'm excited to try it one day, eventually.
Yeah. And so I have the unlimited membership. I can schedule like up to 15 at a time, so I'm scheduled out like for weeks, but when I first got it, like all the classes for the following weekend were already booked, so I had to add myself to a wait list for Saturday and Sunday, and I was kind of like, I won't get in, because they even told me, they're like, oh, the weekend crew is like that's a class that's always full. And so sure enough, on Friday at like 6 o'clock, I get an email that says I'm booked into the class, because if you're top of the wait list, they'll automatically just add you to the class.
Yeah.
So I was like, looks like I'm going to Pilates tomorrow, and then had the same thing for Sunday. So I was like, well, that's reassuring. Like,
that's nice.
Add yourself to the wait list and you can get in that way too. So I was happy about that. We just ended up Saturday not doing a whole lot. We ended up going to an early dinner. So we went to the Spectrum, had sushi, sat outside and just kind of like people watched. Like that's like our favorite thing to do at that sushi spot. We always sit outside. We literally saw a first date happening. So this sushi restaurant, their outdoor patio, like kind of go like wraps around. So on the side that we were on, it was only like us and then this other couple. And I like paid no attention to them when we first sat there. But as we're sitting there, like I'm kind of paying attention to like body language and the conversation. Like you can kind of hear some of the questions they're asking. And I told Jordan, I was like, do not look. But I think that couple next to us is on a first date. So he's like not looking, but he's like tuning in now. And he's like, oh, they're absolutely on a first date.
That's funny because you said you went to an early dinner. Like who goes on an early dinner date?
It was very early too. Yeah, that was weird. And she was so dolled up. Like she looked so nice. Like not like
maybe they were going fancy. Maybe they're going to the improv or something
She was not like fancy dressed up. She just looked nice, but you could tell she full on did her hair. She full on did her makeup. She was like all done up and he's in like a McDonald's sweatshirt. Like, you know, those like sweatshirts that are like supposed to be cool. Like, but it's literally a McDonald's sweatshirt and he just looked like grungy. So who knows? Maybe that's her type. But they just did not look like they went together. And she got up at one point and went to the bathroom and I don't know what he did when she left. And then at the very end, the check came and she did like the reach for the card thing. And he's like, No, I got it. And so he paid. And then she got up and went to the restroom. No. He got up and went to the restroom after he paid. And she's just sitting there like violently texting at the, like probably telling all of her friends he's in a McDonald's sweatshirt. And so then as they're leaving, he's like, oh, where did you park? That's how I know they didn't go anywhere afterwards. And you could tell, like, her answer was, like, She was, like, trying hard to be, like, please don't walk me to my car. I can walk to my car.
You don't think she was very interested.
Jordan and I both were, like, that's not happening. That was first, not a good first date.
First and last.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey?
Tina Fey, yeah.
That was literally Jordan and I.
I honestly don't really remember it, but I saw it in theaters and that was
it's such a cute movie. I love that movie so much. So that was fun. That was our entertainment. Usually we just people watch, but we had like a whole date watch happening.
Love it. I love experiencing watching somebody's first date and like reading the body language and the conversation.
It was so interesting. And then, yeah, we just walked around the Spectrum for a bit. I did a little bit of athleisure shopping. So I like went into like Lululemon and I went into Vuori or whatever it's called. And I went into like, they have like a new, like the fancier Nike store at the Spectrum, which out of the three of those places, like I feel like Nike had the cuter stuff, but I was just like, it freaking kills me. Like I'm not going to go spend $75 on a sports bra. Like leggings to me are one thing because I have multiple pairs of like $78 leggings and I haven't had to throw one pair of them away. Like they all, and I wear them all the time. Like they are great quality, but like a sports bra or like a top, like I'm not going to go spend that kind of money. And so I was like, well, let's just go to Old Navy and see like if, cause also with Old Navy, like I don't buy things there if they're not on sale. Lucked out and Old Navy was having
50% off.
Sure. I literally got three workout tops I had just bought jeans online the previous week. And so they had sent me it's like Kohl's cash, but for Old Navy.
Yeah. Old Navy cash. Yeah.
So as I'm at the checkout with my three things that are 50% off, which is already a deal, I like remembered and I'm like, oh, let me like pull that up really quick and see like what date I can start using it. And it turned out it was that date. So then on top of it, I got $10 off. So I got three tops for like $11 each, like such a deal.
I got a jacket. Yeah, no. See, Old Navy is my favorite athleisure wear. I feel like the quality is really good. I've done their pants, their leggings, like workout leggings for a long time. And I've always liked them. And since losing weight, I've bought a few pair that I've been going through with them. But I am obsessed with going to the Old Navy outlet. Anytime I like go there to block, like every time I need new stuff. When I went, I don't remember if I shared this on the podcast. I literally went because I had to go return something I had ordered online there. And so I'm like, okay, I'm here. Like I'm at least going to look through the clearance section. I think I got 6 workout tops. Not one was over $5.
Oh my God.
Like, look at this one was one of them. This is so cute. And it has like this little like, it's like
scrunch
a crop
in the front.
With, like, a little like knotty thing. Yes. And I think I paid like $3 for this. And it's like, oh so my God. Soft. But like they're legging. I'm like obsessed with their athlete. And if you get it when it's on sale, it's like stupid cheap. And I feel like the quality like isn't bad.
No, I mean, I haven't tried their leggings in a long time. I remember the last time I tried their leggings, and I don't know if it was just the kind I bought, but I remember like the fabric not being like super breathable. Like I was like always hot in them. Oh, so it might have just been the kind that I wore.
If you want to try a pair, I will tell you what my favorite is of their line, because there's like one of theirs that I just like absolutely love.
Yes. So I was stoked because I, as much as I like wanted to be like, treat yourself in like Lulu or something and like get yourself a treat. I'm like one thing for 70 something. I could have gotten like 7 only.
And then you got 3 price. Things instead for like 30.
Half the price. Yeah. So yeah, that was exciting. And then we came home and we actually, so I had been telling Jordan for a couple days, like I was like, okay, on Sunday morning, like when we wake up, I want to watch SNL because I love watching SNL on Sunday mornings, but I love Kristen Wiig and she was hosting. And so I was making like a big deal about it. Like, I really, really want to watch that. So then he ends up turning it on live. So we watched it live on Saturday night, which we never do. And it was so funny. Kristen Wiig did, I shared it on my Instagram. She did a Pilates skit that was hilarious. And yeah. I just feel like it was so relevant for me personally, like just having started Pilates
this week,
which yeah literally just made it like that much more fun for me. Like it would have been funny anyways, but I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious. So that was fun. And then Sunday did another Pilates class in the morning, did my usual Sunday chores and tasks that I always do. And then we went to the movies that afternoon to see The Long Shot because I had more free movie tickets from Adam.
What is The Long Shot?
So The Long Shot is based off a true story. It's a golf movie. So it was set in like the 1950s, I want to say, in Texas, where there was like a lot of racism. Like a Mexican golf team could not go to like tournaments with like white golf teams, you know? And so it's kind of a story of like this guy who takes these 5 kids under his wing and creates a golf team. And it starts out originally being for a selfish reason. I'm not going to give it all away that he wants to do this. And then turns into like so much more. Dennis Quaid is in it too. And Jay Hernandez.
I feel like Dennis Quaid is always in these types of movies. I don't know why.
Everything. It like Jordan and I both said, like, it was such a good story. And there was like, I was like, okay, I have not cried once in the story until the very, very end. And I'm like, okay, now I'm crying at the like very last minute. Yeah. But it was also like just so mind blowing when you think about racism. You're like the 1950s, like my parents were born in the 1950s. Like that wasn't that long ago. Like mm-hmm. that existed. And then even at the end of the movie, they were going through and they were showing like, you know, each of the 5 golfers and whatever. And one of them, it said whatever he did after, I can't remember. And then it said he was able to see this movie, like talking about his story on the big screen. So he must have gone to some like premiere of it or something in 2023 before he passed away. So he passed away. And I'm like, that is so crazy because some of them died a long time ago, but this guy lived. And I'm like, to think that you lived like you were in high school when like, you couldn't do this with white people and you couldn't do that with white people to now live all the way to like 2023 when like, yeah, it's improved so much, but in a lot of ways it, you know,
hasn't
too, is just like, it's just mind blowing to think like that much can happen and change and everything in just that short of a time.
Was this like a premiere too, or is it already out in theaters?
This was like a early showing or something,
like an early screening.
So
yeah, that's what I meant.
Like this week. So yeah, it's worth a watch. It's rated PG, so it's kind of one of those just like wholesome movies. Like it's not going to win an Oscar or anything. Like the acting and stuff isn't that great, but it's a good story. Like it's definitely something if you have like kids that like sports or dad golfs and, you know, want to hear a story. Like, it's definitely like one of those cute movies. I love just like a good family movie. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that was fun. Glad we saw that. We just grabbed In-N-Out on the way home for dinner. Like, we were like talking about like, where do you want to go for dinner? Like, we're going to go sit down and have dinner at like Public House or something, or Public Legacy or whatever it's called. And we were like, we kind of just want to go home. So we just swung through In-N-Out and got burgers and ended up just unwinding and watching a new show that we've also been liking. So Jordan likes it a lot more than I do, but I like it too. It's called The Reluctant Traveler on Apple TV. Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh.
So it's Eugene Levy. And he is the reluctant traveler. So it's a real, like, kind of Anthony Bourdain style, like, travel show where he goes to all these people places, and he's a reluctant traveler. He's literally me. Like, if I traveled anywhere, I'd be like, but it's not safe and I can't swim because there's sharks. And I, you know, like all these like reluctant, like, thoughts, like, he definitely like overplays into that a little bit. But you get to see, like we watched the one on the Maldives last night, and we watched one on, somewhere in Portugal. I forgot. So it's actually a really cool show too. They're like 30 minute episodes.
I love Eugene Levy.
Yes. You guys would like it.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that.
That was our weekend.
Can I tell a quick story that I just thought of? What?
Yes.
Oh, when you were talking about In-N-Out. So Friday, after our meetings, we stopped at In-N-Out for lunch because we were starving when we got out of our meetings. And we're like sitting there, and this girl has her back to me, and she's like getting a drink. And I was like, oh, I had that shirt. I remember I got that shirt from Torrid, like, just kind of like thinking passing. She like turns around. It's literally my shirt. This girl literally bought the shirt for me.
What?
Off of, yes. Yeah, so she was one of the people that showed up to like my yard sale to like go through my clothes and buy
Did
stuff.
Did you like,
I was like
talk about this?
No, I was like, cause I was just like so caught off guard. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, this is the girl. I was like, that's literally my shirt.
Did it look good on her? Oh, I love it.
I only wore it once, so I'm glad to see it getting a new life.
Cute. Dude, between that and then seeing somebody in a WOM sweatshirt in the parking lot and stuff, you are like run-ins, man.
Yeah. I have a lot of my clothes out there. I've sold like 200 pieces of clothing. Most of them not local, but my clothing is out and about in the world.
You need to start your own like Reddit page where it's like Chronicles of Laura's clothes and make people like post their pictures.
Sisterhood of Laura's traveling wardrobe.
All right, let's hit it.
Flavor of the week.
All right, Steph, what's your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week is something I haven't done in a really long time, or maybe even ever, but it's like a like household goods type item, and it's the A-Link 20-ounce drinking glasses set from Amazon. It's $17.99 for four of them. And they're like, you know, the can-shaped glasses?
Yes, so cute.
I love them. So I had two before, but they were like branded. Like they were like Yakima Brewery branded. And I still loved them. Like anytime I would ever drink like a Coke Zero or a beer at home, like I would always pour it into there because I just thought it was like so cool. Like it's can-shaped. So these ones are like a little bit bigger, I think, because they're 20 ounces than those. But honestly, there's just something like there's so often that I feel like I want to like go out and get myself something to drink. Like I want to like go to Starbucks and get an iced tea, or I want to like go to In-N-Out and get, or not In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A and get a diet lemonade or something. But because there's just something about having like the cup and it's cuter and whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, but having like cute glasses at home for you to like throw some ice in and pour a cup or whatever, or pour a drink in, just like makes you okay with drinking a soda at home or whatever, you know, like it's no fun drinking it out of a can. I don't want to drink it out of a can.
I agree. I think it reminds, like I literally, since having my surgery, I never, if I have a soda at home, I never have it out of the can. I always put it in a cup with ice. But it's kind of like how when we were like doing, like when you're making mocktail, like just the whole romanticizing your beverage, like putting it in something cute just makes it feel so much more special, even if it's not like actually a cocktail or whatever.
Totally. Get yourself a cute little glass straw or cute straw or something, and all of a sudden your drinks are like, you want to drink your drinks at home, you know? So I love them. And for $18 for four of them, it's a bargain. So I Super cute. Flavor of the week.
Yeah, I love those. I've seen the ones also with the little bamboo lids and the straw and stuff. They're so cute.
Adorable.
I don't need another tumbler in my life, but I do love a cute glass.
Yes. Well, what is your flavor of the week?
So my flavor of the week is a book, because I'm a book girly now. I've literally read more books this year, and we're only in early April, than I read in the last 5 years. I think I'm on my fourth or fifth book for the year already.
Overall.
And I've really been on a kick. I'm already on like my second book this last week, just because of Instacart. Like, I get caught up on my podcast, and then I was like, I'm going to start doing some like audiobooks again. Anyways, so I'm doing the most recent one that I just finished, because I absolutely loved it. It was called I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. Ooh. Do you know who that is?
No, but also what a name.
Yeah. So I had no idea who she was either, but I had a grip of people who kept recommending this book. So she's a child actress. From her time on Nickelodeon, she was known for her role in iCarly, and then she was on the show Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande. So basically, after all of these talks from like Quiet on the Set, which is the show about like some of the abuse that took place on Nickelodeon, I decided to like check it out, because literally I felt like everybody was talking about this book, and this book's already like a year and a half old or something. But it's a memoir about McCurdy, and she discusses like her childhood as a successful child actress, and her she had like a brief like career in country music, which I didn't know. Well, I don't even know who she is, so I don't know why I would have known that. But and then like basically her troubling and controlling relationship that she had with her mom. So her mom died like probably like 10 years ago. Anyway, she like, as she's like telling me story, like she has a extremely like toxic and abusive relationship with her mother, like, who literally at the age of like 11 introduced her to like toxic like eating disorder behaviors and stuff. So I will say this, trigger warning, like there's heavy talk of eating disorders throughout the book. So but she just, she has a great like dry sense of humor, and she was just a really good storyteller. I was completely obsessed. Like I think like within a day and a half I had listened to it. I was just listening to it whenever I was in the car and stuff, but I was obsessed with it. It was just really well done, really enjoyed it.
Do you follow her on Instagram now? Do you follow her on Instagram now?
Well, I actually went, I looked her up on, because I didn't even know what she like looked like besides the picture I saw of her on the cover of the book. So I like was like, do I know her from like, so I like looked her, before I even started reading it, I was just like trying to research her. And I was like, okay, well, I'm too old for iCarly and stuff. Like, so I aged out of the time, because I'm like, I think 8 years older than her. I think she's 31 or something like that. Okay. So did you ever watch iCarly? You're a couple years younger than me, but did you ever watch any of that? Yeah. I think we're just too old for it. So that's why I'm shocked about the amount of friends that I had that watched this. And when I posted about it on Instagram this last week, a lot of people messaged me who are a little older, who have kids that were really into iCarly and Sam and Cat and stuff. So they knew who she was. But yeah, it was just really, really fascinating. Really good book. Definitely recommend. Like I said, it's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. And it's split into like two sections, like before and after. So like the before like describes the events of her life that led up to her mom's death. And then after, like, the therapy and things like that after her mom died, and her realizing like the bad things that came into her life because of how she was raised and stuff like that. So,
and is did this you, part of the Spotify, the free books you can listen to on Spotify?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. So I'll have to check it out.
It is available on Spotify if you're a premium subscriber. So that's how I listen to it. And so wait, this then reminded me. So I still haven't watched Quiet on the Set, which she does talk about that briefly. She never says Dan Schneider, but she always calls the person the creator. And so it's obviously speculated that she is talking about Dan Schneider. And there was like, she was, when she was leaving her show, she was offered $300,000 to like basically never say anything about the show.
Holy
and
crap.
She declined that money, because she was like, no, that is hush money. I am not accepting that. But So did you ever watch Quiet on the Set?
No, but I really do want to watch it. Like, it's been on my to-watch list.
Me too. And I think part of it was all of the people that are interviewed for that time period is all shows that I want, like that Jake and, I don't know, the Drake Bell show, whatever that show. There was a lot of shows that were after my time on Nickelodeon, but I'm still very interested in watching it. I hear it's pretty awful, but now that I've read that book, I really want to check it out on Max. But so that's my flavor of the week.
Got to check it out.
But yeah, thanks guys for listening to this week's episode. And we will be back next Wine Wednesday with a band.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you love what you heard, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Wine Over Matter Pod. And if you're not already, be sure to join our private Facebook group. Just search Club Wine Over Matter.